Okay, now we're recording. Okay, I guess we have to say Shachianu, everybody, for starting a new Amud, a new challenge. Rez Hashem, we should not just be us who finish, but it should be even more people, those of you who can't make it because of the long weekend. Okay, we're starting, obviously, with Duff Bet Amud Aleph. I am probably going to go back and forth between Nosal Sefar and Nosal Ashkenaz in terms of saying Sirata, so just bear with me over there. Okay, let's plunge right into it. Let's begin. Memetai Korin Es Hashma Barvin. Memetai, from when, what point in time do we begin reciting Shema in the evening? That's quite strange. Why is it that we begin Shas with Kriyat Shema? Right? What might be, what would you think might be the rationale? Why is it that we're starting out of all Shas, all Mishnayot, all everybody? Shas is with Mishnah, right? We might use it colloquially. It's what?
First time of the day
is what? Is night time. What's the first mitzvah that we encounter at night? First mitzvah we encounter is Shema. Very, very good. That's, in fact, there are many who argue that's, in fact, the reason why the Rabbi Nasi, the redactor of the Mishnayos, why did he specifically choose reciting Shema at night? It's the first mitzvah. You turn bar mitzvah. You turn bar mitzvah at night. What's the first, what is it, benching? Right? No, not necessarily. Could be, but not necessarily. For sure it's going to be Kriyat Shema. So that's the first mitzvah that many people will encounter. Other reasons that are given there's another reason why we should recognize why Shema is the first. It's at the end of the day, it's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, right? It's one of the most foundational mitzvah that we have. Anything that we do in Judaism, it's a matter of, wait a second, what's our perspective? Why are we doing what we're doing? The reason is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. It's the precursor to any mitzvah, to any part of Judaism. It's Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, right? Sechotov V'chol Hasevim to the Torah Melo. Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Yirat Hashem, fear of God. That's the idea of all Malchut Shemayim. Okay, let's continue. Mematay Korin Et Shema Barvin. So the Mishnah asks, right, at what point in time do we begin reading Shema? Interesting, the language, by the way, I'll be careful. I'm not going to spend too much. Here it says Korin. So why do you use the word Korin? Interesting language. Why do you think you use the word Korin? Is it really reading? Is that?
It's more like,
what?
Like saying. More
it's
like,
saying. What do you mean by saying and reading? Why is it? Is it omrim? Why do you use the word korin? It should be omrim, no? Why? But, so again, the kriya, because at the end of the day, it does come from the text, come from chumash, right?
It's kriya Torah.
It's like the same language of perhaps like kriya Torah. Okay, other reasons, but let's let's go on. Barvin. So at what point in time? They didn't have watches. They didn't have, they didn't have these fancy clocks that we have today in the Beit Midrash, where it tells you exactly, you know, the Shkia and Tzeit and all these various different times. How are you supposed to know? What's the answer? Misha Asher Kohanim Nichnasin L'Chol B'Trumatan. From the moment that the Kohanim begin to eat their Truma, Ad Saf Hashmor HaRishona Divei Rabbi Eliezer. This requires a little bit of explanation. From the moment that the Kohanim... and I will really try to stick, by the way, in 25 minutes. For the moment that the Kohanim begin to eat their trumas, what's that referring to? So, very simple. A Kohen needs to be tahor in order to eat their truma, and it's not enough that they went to the mikvah. They have to wait for the sun to set. They have to wait for nightfall. Once it's dark outside, then they are allowed to eat the truma. So when people see the Kohanim in the truma, they're like, hey, that's the time, right? There's no 8 o'clock, 8:02, 8:03, no. We see the Kohanim reading the Truma, that's the time to tell everybody, okay, it's dark, it's Laila, a person is now able to begin to recite Shema, until the first watch. So the night is broken down into various watches, meaning shifts, of the guards. Take a look at Rashi, right? First Rashi, Kohanim, Shenitimu V'Tavlu V'Arev Shamshan, V'Gia Itam L'Chol B'Truma. That's the Rashi. What's Atzofa Shmur Rishona? Shelish Halala, the third of the night. Right? So the night is broken down into thirds. So the after the first third, which is how many hours? Which is 4 hours, right? After the 4 hours, we'll see later on there's a machloket. But for now, for argument's sake, we'll say there's the first 4 hours. Okay, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. Umusham Ve'elach, continuing in Rashi. Avar Zman, Delo Mikra, Deo Zman Shchiva. So it's important here just to note. Close the door. The Rashi says something very important. We're not interested. Why? How do you? At what point in time do you say Shema at night? The Torah tells us b'shachbacha uvkamecha. So the question that this Mishnah is trying to figure out is when is Zman Shchiva? At what point in time do is going to bed? At what point? Everyone knows you have to recite Shema B'Shach Bacha. Time you go to bed. That it's a pasuk in the Torah. The question is, when is B'Shach Bacha time? When is it? So Rashi is saying, Rashi is explaining, when does that begin? The time the Kohanim eat their Truma. That's nightfall. And people go to sleep at night. There's no electricity. It got dark outside. You went to bed. Right? Generally speaking, that was the time that people went to bed. That's Zman Shchiva. But what about after a few hours from that? Don't go to bed at that point in time. Don't go to bed anymore. Most people are already sleeping. So think about tonight, for example. Approximately, right? So it's, let's say 8:30 at night is Tzeder Kol Chavim. People are going to sleep at 8:30. You have a few hours. By the way, the Zman is pretty close to us. We're close to the fall equinox. So pretty much one shah is almost 60 minutes. Add 4 hours, 12:30. That's it. So pretty much by that point on, that's the time. How many people, except for Greenberg, go to sleep much later than that? Again, I realize it's a vacation tomorrow. So people will go to sleep a little bit later. But generally speaking, on a regular work, on a work night, or during a weekday, you don't go to bed so late. Okay. On the Elach, continuing Rashi, Misham Ve'elach Avar Zman, Delo Mikra to Zman Shchiva. After that, it's not Zman Shchiva, it's not the going to bed time. V'lo Karinan Be'e B'Shach Becha, Mikmei Hachi Nami Lav Zman Shchiva, L'fichach HaKora, Kodim Lechem L'yazadei Chavato. And what happens if you read the Shema beforehand, you read Shema at 8 o'clock, right? You say Shema at 7 o'clock, but you didn't fulfill your mitzvah, because you didn't satisfy what? Shach Becha. You don't go to sleep at 7 o'clock. You don't go to sleep at 8 o'clock. You can't say Shema. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah bizmano. In fact, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Im Kain, and this is a very important Rashi, Lama Korin Ota Bebeta Knesset. We won't always read every Rashi, but this is one of these linchpin Rashis. So Rashi is explaining. Remember, Rashi lives how many years ago, approximately? 1,000 years ago, right? Not quite, but right? But what's Rashi saying? We don't daven this late, says Rashi in Shul. In France. Lama Korin Oto Beit HaKnesset. Why is it that we still read it in Shul? Rashi says we read Shema in Shul before Lila, before Tzedek HaChavim. Those of you who went to the earlier minyan, so we daven now in 9:45. That's for sure okay, but the earlier minyan, the minyan before that, no, they didn't say it after Tzedek HaChavim. They fulfilled the mitzvah of Mariv was okay. Shemon Esrei. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. V'achitani bebraita bebrachat dim Yerushalm v'ichach. Chovo lacha likrota misha tichshach. You're going to need to repeat it again when it gets dark outside. V'kriyat parsha rishona she'adam kora mitaso yatsa. When do you fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Not Mariv, but when? Kriyat Shema Lamita. When you go to sleep at 10, 11, or 12 o'clock at night, you're going to say Shema. That's when you fulfill your mitzvah of B'Shach Becha. You didn't fulfill it earlier. You said Shema. You got Tzchar for Talmud Torah. You read Psukim, right? But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Very important, Rashi. Okay? Exactly what the halacha lamais is. If you have time afterwards, I'll explain to you a couple things. I just don't want to extend it too much, so we'll never get through this amud. But it's very important. According to Rashi, the minhag was you davened early, you fulfilled Mariv Shmoneh Esrei, but you did not fill Kriyat Shema. When did you fill Kriyat Shema? A few hours from now. This is an enormous Tosvot, right? This Tosvot is going to go through a very good shita tari and the arguing. Very important, they're going to argue on the Shita of Rashi. Maybe afterwards, if I have time, I'll just mention a couple of things. Halacha Lamaisa, which is brought down, the Mishnah Berurah comes out very machmir, but it's important to know these things. Let's continue. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos. According to Chachamim, what do you mean? When is Zman Shchiva? Ad chatzot. Because they're arguing over when is Zman Shchiva. According to Chachamim, it's what? Chatzot. Rabbi Gamliel Amer, Ad Shiyala Murashachar. Rabbi Gamliel says, no! B'Shach Becha doesn't mean what? When you go to sleep. It means when you're sleeping. When you're so since you sleep up until it gets light outside, right? So you're sleeping at 2 and at 3 and at 4 and at 5, maybe at 6. That's still Zman Shchivah. Shchivah doesn't mean when you hit the sack. It means when you're sleeping. So that appears to be the machlokas in our Mishnah. What's this with Mishach Bacha? According to Tanakh, according to, who was that again? Rabbi Elazar, it's when you go to bed. Chachamim is unclear. We'll come back to that in a minute. And Rabbi Gamliel is going to say, no, it's when you're sleeping. Wasn't there sleeping time? Nighttime is sleeping time. Let's continue.
Is it necessarily that you're asleep while you're sleeping the entire night, or could it be that any time during the night?
The time where most people commonly sleep. This guy's Meshuga, he does a night shift. That's the exception. Right? I mean, when do most people go to bed, or when are most people sleeping? Because we'll go to bed at the beginning of the night. Most people are sleeping during the night. Okay. Maisa. Why is it very important? Why does our Mishnah give us a Maisa? Happens all the time. It happens often. What's the function of this Maisa? To tell us a good bedtime story? What's the function of a Maisa? Always. It's still? Better. Say better. What's the halacha le Maisa? You ever heard of the story? Halacha le Maisa. When they say Maisa, it means I'm telling you a bedtime story. This is the halacha. Remember, the halacha in Judaism is what people do. Very important. People don't realize this. The minhag of Bnei Yisrael is the halacha. That's what Rashi is saying. We don't do this. That's not our minhag, right? We say Shema later. Maisa ubo banav mi beit amishta. The children came, the children of Rabbi Gamliel came from the, Shavuot Bracha, from a wedding, beit amishta, wherever they came from. Amulo, they said to him, lo karanu et Shema. We didn't say Shema. Amar lahem. He said to them, "Im lo ala mura shachar, if it's not a mura shachar, chayvim otom likros. If it's yet to be a mura shachar, so exactly what mura shachar is in machlokas. Excuse me. For our argument's sake, we're going to say what's a mura shachar. The beginning where the sky begins to see some types of rays of light. This time of the year, it's a machlokas. 70 minutes before Nate, 90 minutes before Nate. Big nafik minute if you're traveling, you're in a rush. Those of you have to get down to school very early in the morning." Talk about earlier shitas if need be. And so let's say, for argument's sake, it's 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. It's not Muda Shachar, say Shema. Chayavim atom nikrov. Not that it's a nice thing to do. Chayav, you're obligated to do. Velozo bilvad amru ela kol masham chachamim an chatzos. Anytime chachamim said a mitzvah until the chatzos of the night, misvason ad sheyala Muda Shachar. Really? What? You can do it all night. They said midnight. The reason will be in a minute. What are examples? Hekter chalavim vevarim mitzvaton ashel murashachar. These are basically, they would place various fats, would sit all night on the mizbeach until murashachar. V'chon nechalim. You needed to eat a korban liyom echad mitzvaton ashel murashachar. That midoraita, you could eat certain foods. Certain korbanot, you'd be allowed to eat until the next morning, i.e. you had the entire night. Im ken lama amru chatzot, if that's true, why did Chamim say chatzot? We just read earlier in our Mishnah that what? You got to say Shema until midnight. Why did they say midnight for? Should have said, ad sheyala mura shachar. Answer? Kedila harchik adam min aveira. In Achinami, it's not because really what? Let's go back to what we were saying before. When is Zman, you ask Chachamim, when is Zman Shchiva? They'll say all night. But they still said midnight. Why? L'harchik adam min avera. What are they worried about? I'll just tell you outside. But the following, what's going to happen? They'll say to you, I'm so tired. It's 7 o'clock at night. I didn't say Shema. I'm going to be so free. I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to go to sleep. But I have no way I'll sleep for so long. I'll sleep for an hour or two. I'll wake up. What will I do? I'll say Shema. Lo and behold, the guy hits the sack. And what does he do? He wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning. He misses Shema. So in order for a person not to say, I'll catch a shluf for a little bit. I got all night. Right? I'll wake up at 2 in the morning. I go to the washroom. I'll say Shema. No. Because someone might oversleep. Harchik et Adam. But again, that's a, so to speak, a chumrah. Ideally, before chatzot. If you missed it, you really have all night. So again, to summarize, our mission is a machlokas. What's the definition of Shema and Shchiva? According to Rabbi Elazar, when is it? When you hit the sack, when you go to bed, the first few hours of the night. According to Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's essentially when you are sleeping, which is nighttime. Chachamim said though, be machmir and say until chatzot. Yes.
How do you know Rabbi Lezer is also not making a zero like the Chacham? The time we chose.
Because of the Rashi. That's all. Because Rashi says, here, look at that. We read that Rashi. Shavelech avar zman, lo mikra tu zman shchiva. According to him, it's not zman shchiva anymore. That's a, yeah. Good question. Okay.
According to the
Lazar, it's not zman shchiva. After the first shift, it's not zman shchiva, I can't say Shema. But according to Chachami, I'm not care about zman shchiva. I care about, I don't care about when you go to bed. I care about when you're sleeping. That's the way it appears. Okay, let's begin our Gemara. Okay. Oh man, I didn't see this Gemara. Wow. Okay, Tana Hachi. Kai Dekatane Mematai. They were going to ask on our Mishnah, why is it that it uses the word Mematai? Vitu Maishna Detane Barvi Bare. Oh, sorry, two different questions. First question is, I understand. We're asking the question, Mematai Kurin Tashma Ba'arvin. What type of question is that? Meaning, why is it that we're asking, if you're to ask somebody, when do you say Shema, you answer, sometimes a Kohanim Itruma? It's not a very good in terms of, if you want to give me a definition of a time, right? Say, Shkia, Sheitzei. Why are they giving me such a strange time of eating when Kohanim could eat their Truma? Vitu, and furthermore, what else do we ask? My shna detani ba'arvid bereisha leinei deshachrid bereisha. Tan, right? So the Gemara then asks, also, wait, I don't understand. How come in this Mishnah we ask first Mariv, when do you say Shema at night? And then we'll deal with Shacharit. If you flip a few blood from now, in one of the Mishnayot, the Mishnah is going to say, I think it's on Yud Aleph, I believe. Take a look at Gemara and Yud Aleph. At the bottom, it says, "B'shachar mevarech shtayim lefaneha ve'achad achareha." The Mishnah says on Yud Aleph at the bottom, in the morning, you make two brachos before you say Shema, and one after. Yotzer Or and Ahava Rabbah. Right? And you say one after, Gal Yisrael. U'be'erev mevarech shtayim lefaneha ve'shtayim achareha. You say two when before, Hamariva Ravim, and then you say Avamo Yisrael, and two after, Gaal Yisrael, and Shomer Mo Yisrael Loal. Forget the bracha after that was, that's not for now. Okay? So, how come our Gemara asks the following? How come our Mishnah starts with Mariv, but the Mishnah later on starts with Shacharit? I.e., remember, there's a demand in our Mishnah to always be equilibrium. You need to have equilibrium Mishnayot. Stick to it. Start with nighttime, then day. Next time you want to talk about night and day, go night, then day. Don't start about night, then day. Then day, then night. Equilibrium is always demanded in Mishnah. It must be balanced. Why is there a lack of symmetry in these Mishnayot? That is the second question. Question number one is, what type of definition is what? The Kohanim? What a strange definition. And two, what's this lack of equilibrium? Answers the Gemara the following. So again, Tanachi kai dekatani mematai. What's this reason why the way the Gemara, the Mishnah asks mematai gives us the answer is very strange. Vitu and furthermore, Maishan tatani ba'arvid bereisha. They did the shachri bereisha. Start off with shachri in the beginning. Tana akrai kai dichtiv. The reason why we started in our Mishnah with night is simply, it's a pasuk. Dichtiv b'shach b'cha uvgemecha. I'll tell you why we start with Mariv. Because the pasuk says what first, what? B'shach b'cha uvgemecha. Start with Mariv. V'hachi dekatane zman kriyachma d'shchiva eimat mishash akonim nechasin lecha b'chumatan. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a second. When the Gemara then says, apologize, I couldn't say that. Our Mishnah says, Zman Kriyat Shema is Shechiva. So therefore, when do we define when is Zman Shchiva? We define Zman Shchiva when the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma. So again, our Mishnah asked the question, what? Based on our Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'shach Bacha. When is B'shach Bacha? Ematai? Answer, when the Kohanim eat the Truma. Because that is apparently the same time as B'shach Bacha, i.e., Rashi will tell us, if I'm not mistaken, nightfall. No, he will later on. It is considered nightfall. The Ebait Ema, and the Gemara wants to ask, Yalif mi Briya Tosha Olam, Dechti Vayere Vayvevaker, Yom Echad. I don't understand. I don't need this pasuk. You know why we start with night? Pasuk in the Torah. Briyat Olam. What does it say when God creates the universe? Vayehi Erev Vayivoker. That's what we're starting with, Erev. Yahachi Seifa. Tkatani B'sham V'ashtan V'achad L'achareha. Uber V'ashtan V'ashtan L'achareha. Le'neda Arvi Bereisha. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you're so certain, do you know why we have to start with Mar first and not Shacharit? Either it's because of B'shach B'chav K'mecha, or because of Vahi Erev, Vahi B'... If that's true, how come the Mishnah on Yud Aleph does what? Flip it around. Again, there's a demand for symmetry. How come the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph says B'shach M'varach Shtayim, and then Arvit? Stick to the same time period. Stick to night, then day. Stick to night, then day. Why are you going night, day, day, night? Answers the Gemara, Tana Patach Ba'arvit. The Brita specifically, the Mishnah specifically started with Arvit. The Hadar Tane B'Shacharit, Adekai B'Shacharit, Perish Mile D'Shacharit, Hade Prish Mile D'Arvit. Answers the Gemara the following reason. Not a great answer. The Gemara says, you know what the Mishnah does? Arvit, Shacharit. Once it talks about Shacharit, it continues with Shacharit and then goes to Arvit. Interesting. There's a lack of symmetry that is bothering our Gemara. But our Gemara will conclude there's still a logical progression. And that is, for whatever reason, once the Gemara, I should say, once our Mishnah engages in Shacharit and wants to continue on that theme. I don't have time to look around. That's what it seems to say here. Okay, let's continue in our Gemara as follows. Amar Mar, Mishasha Koni Nechazin L'Chol B'Trumatan, Michdei Kohanim, Eimat Kai Achel Truma Mishat Tereko Chavim. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, when is the time that we must begin saying Shema? For the time the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. The Gemara says, wait a second, I don't understand. Michtei Kohanim Eimat Kai Achel Truma Mishat Tereko Chavim. When do they go and eat? Answer, Tereko Chavim. Now exactly what Tereko Chavim is a big machloket, stars. Large stars, medium stars. What are the stars? That's a machloket for now. But at the end of the day, it's when the stars are visible to the naked eye. If that's true, what should the Mishnah should have said? What's this code word? Right? Meaning, if it's Tereko Chavim, what should the Mishnah should have said? Start saying Shema at Tereko Chavim. What's with this code? What's with this code? Answers the Milta Agav Orche Kamash Malan. The rule is, if Rebbe can kill two birds with one stone, he will always choose to do so. What do I mean? If he can, he could have said Tereko Chavim, but he can gain something by saying Mishasha Konim Nichnasin L'Chol B'Trumatan. What can he gain by saying that? He can teach a new halacha. So Rebbe will write something else, knowing full well that it's the obvious, but he could teach a brand new halacha. And what is that halacha? Let's look inside the Gemara. So again, Milta Agav Orche Gemash Malan Konim. That what? It's true. He could have written Tereko Chavim, but he preferred to write the Kohanim. Talk about Kohanim. Why? He would rather write that they could eat the truma from the time of nightfall. The ha kamashmalan. Why? Because you would think the kapara lomakva. You would think what? That if I have to explain this. Here's what happened. The Kohen would do the following. If a Kohen was tame, he would have to do the following. He would have to go to the mikvah. He would then have to wait till nightfall, eat the truma, but for certain types of tuma, he had to bring a korban. Not all forms of tuma, a Kohen has to bring a korban when the days of purification begin. Certain things he would, certain things he wouldn't. If a Nazir comes tameh, you have to bring a korban. Certain things you have to bring a korban if you become tameh, certain things you do not. So what might you think? You'd think, wait a second. The Kohen, how could he eat truma? He didn't bring the korban. That is what it's saying here. It's kapara loma akva. Kapara, what's a kapara? Korban, it's called kapara. You would think erroneously that without bringing the korban, a Kohen can't eat truma. Why? He didn't bring the korban. He's mechusar kapara. He's mechusar kapara. He didn't bring the korban. You'd think he can't eat truma tonight. The answer is he can still eat truma. How can Reb Yehuda teach that halacha? Because what's he going to say? That's exactly the language of the Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi choose to write Bishasha Konim Nichnas and Chobit Shumatan? The answer is because Konim could eat their Truma. Every Kohen, yeah, you know what's true. Even if they didn't bring the Korban yet. Because even if the Mechusar Kapar, they can still eat as long as they went to the Mikvah and now it's night. Let's see that inside. Vahag HaMashvilan Dekapar Lo Ma'akva. The lack of the sun setting prevents him from eating the truma. And his kapara, i.e. bringing the korban, doesn't prevent him from eating the truma. Okay, so we should at least stop there, because this last line is goes right into the next line, which is the next amud. Okay, so just to 30-second summary of what we saw today, we wanted to know why is it, when do you begin saying Shema? You begin saying Shema from the time the Kohanim goes into Truma. You go into the time of the Truma, that is Seder Kochavim, until either the first shift or until the morning. Chachamim were Machmir and said until Chatzot. What is the reason we start with the nighttime? It's the din of Beshach Bachat, the din of nighttime, or Vahi Erev Vahi Vokir. Yes, it's true, it's not the same pattern later on, and it lacks symmetry. The Gemara concludes once you talk about the day night and go into the day, continue talking about the day. And why is it that uses a string language of Lecho B'Tshumatan, the fun of the Kohen, Menatzei Ser Gachavim, to teach a new halacha that even if you're Mechusar Kapara, the Kohen didn't bring the Korban yet, he can still eat the Truma. It allows him to eat the truma. There's certain things he still can't do. By the way, I didn't say this. He still can't go to the Makom HaMikdash, right? Because you can eat truma. You don't have to eat truma on Makom HaMikdash. He just has to be in a state of tahara. So the Kohen is in a state of tahara. That's why he can eat the truma. He can't eat it in the base of Mikdash because he has to bring a korban. But he could still eat the truma. He eat truma, anywhere. Okay? So we'll stop there for tonight. Mirza Hashem, the next Amud tomorrow night.